Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, I've said it before and I'll say it again, marriage is for the birds.
I have literally never heard you say that, so.
That's why I had to say it again.
As someone who has a crush literally hourly, this isn't, you're full of shit.
Yeah, I have a crush. I don't have a marriage desire hourly. Big difference.
Is that because no one's offering or because it's for the birds?
No, I'll offer if I want to get married. No one's worth
it. Listen, Arisha, if Ross is a bird, I'm a bird.
From Wondery, we're done. That's the whole episode. I can't continue on. No, but today we're talking about Sophia Bush of One Tree Hill fame. Mm-hmm. And she's opening up in an essay in Glamour about her failed marriage, which she knew was doomed before she even walked down the aisle.
Yeah, so Sophia's had to deal with a lot of media speculation about her personal life and her sexuality recently, and she is finally setting the record straight.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skinner-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Friday, April 26th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
So Sophia Bush made a name for herself as a young actor on One Tree Hill. Did you watch that show? I feel like
I didn't.
Okay.
Did you?
I watched most of it.
I feel like this is a show you would watch.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like the OC and those shows that you like. So
there was some absolute tomfoolery that just got so annoying, but I did watch it. Yeah.
Okay.
But Sophia's done, you know, a bunch of other projects since then. Mm-hmm. But lately, most of the headlines that she's been making have to do with her personal life, not so much her acting life.
Right.
Last August, after only a year of marriage to Grant Hughes, the entrepreneur, Sophia filed for divorce. We talked about that on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The divorce announcement was surprising enough, but then Sophia really shocked everyone by moving on from Grant to Ashlyn Harris, who used to be a pro soccer player. And yesterday, Sophia opened up about falling in love with Ashlyn in an essay in Glamour and why she knew her marriage needed to end.
Yeah, so she writes that she knew her relationship with Grant was in trouble before she even walked down the aisle. And she says she almost called off the wedding in April of 2022, which was just a few months before the wedding. She did go through with it, though, but says in spite of her doubts about the relationship, she still tried to make it look perfect. Like, she talked about him posting a photo online of, like, their one-year anniversary, and so she felt pressure to do the same, which is, like, that's never a good sign.
No, you know? No. I thought that was such a relatable...
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing the post. I had followed her at the time, and just, it all looks... Instagram makes everything look picture-perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just to know what's going on behind the scenes. I think it's really important for people to just remember to not compare themselves.
Yeah. It's like, I'll post about my relationship when I feel like it. Like, I don't feel like being pressured like, oh, I gotta post something about, it's like, just do it when you feel like it. It's stupid.
Yeah.
So In her essay, Sophia also opens up about undergoing fertility treatments after she got married, which she calls hard and painful. I think most people who have gone through that would call it the same.
Yeah.
And 6 months into that journey, she says that she knew she'd made a mistake marrying Grant. Then she booked a play in London's West End, which she thought would help her feel like herself again. But then half the cast came down with a virus, and Sophia says that everyone recovered quickly except her. And in a video interview that accompanied the essay with Glamour, Sophia talks about the physical toll that her marriage and the virus took on her.
My amazing assistant director, Andy, was like, "You're gray. You're not well. We can't stop you shaking." They were packing my body in ice bags backstage. Like, and then there was a doctor who we started sending all my data to who was like, go back to the emergency room right now, right now.
Would packing someone in ice help them stop shaking? Or would that maybe help make them keep?
Listen.
Like, that's all I could think of. I was like, if I'm shaking, I don't know that ice is the trick.
I know. I want a nice cozy blanket to snuggle up in. Yes. I actually did. I mean, it was from like hypothermia, but I was like, after the marathon, I literally, because your body temperature drops.
Mm-hmm.
And even just a couple degrees and you're freezing.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't go into an ice bath. I snuggled.
With just other runners on the pavement?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're like,
with those
guys.
Silver, like, heat things. Yeah. We just got all cozy together.
Yep. So in her essay, Sophia writes that her body was screaming at her to listen to her instincts. So she left London and then left her marriage. Your body knows
it
when
does.
You're unhappy.
It does. And it just, sometimes it's really hard to realize. Like, it's not as easy as like, oh, I don't feel well, it's this. But like, if you repeatedly, there's something going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as it turns out, Sophia was not the only one in her friend group going through major personal problems, which I gotta say, I've been through breakups while another friend was going through a breakup. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of fun. I mean, not the breakup part, but just having somebody suffering together with you.
Misery loves company.
It
there's a reason that's a saying. Yeah.
It really does. But Sophia says that her friend group, they all started opening up to each other. And during this time, she grew closer to Ashlyn. And she says that their mutual friends sensed that she and Ashlyn were becoming more than just friends. And she pointed out how she and Ashlyn would finish each other's sentences.
Sandwiches.
Or be deeply affected. Well done, though. Well done. Or be deeply affected by the same things. But Sophia says it took countless sessions of therapy and some prodding from loved ones before she got the courage to talk to Ashlyn about their relationship.
So she calls their conversation one of the most surreal experiences of her life and says, "For a sparkly moment, I felt like maybe the universe had been conspiring for me."
Sandwiches.
Nailed it.
Got it.
So, Richie's, in case you forgot, Ashlyn also left her marriage around the same time that Sophia did. She split from her wife, Allie Krieger, who is another pro soccer player, former pro soccer player. And this, of course, made everyone speculate that there was cheating going on because, God forbid, people should just, you know, naturally end a relationship and start a new one.
Impossible.
That's impossible, yeah.
There's no way that would ever happen.
But Sophia says there were accusations of being a homewrecker, people saying I'd left my husband because I suddenly realized I wanted to be with women. But my partners have known what I'm into for as long as I have. So that's not it, y'all. Sorry.
I'm dying to know the details behind that.
Behind what?
Where she's like, my partners have known what I'm into for as long as I have. So it's like, go on.
I think she means she didn't know either.
No, I know. But I was really hoping, because I was like, because when I first read it, I was like.
And handcuffs.
And whipped cream.
Yeah.
But like, I had read it as like, oh, like when she knows, they know. And then if they knew and like they were all into it, it's like, there could be some fun stuff going on there.
Yeah.
But no.
Sounds like that was not at all the case.
Well, a girl can dream.
None of it sounded fun. I know.
I know. None of this stuff sounded like a lot.
Yeah.
Just a lot of like internal stuff. And then.
Oh, God, yeah.
To go through it internally and then have all of this stuff being said about you has got to be the worst.
Yeah.
But from what she writes in the essay, it's clear that Sophia is very much in love with Ashlyn. But she does also admit that it wasn't easy for her to go public with her feelings and her sexuality. She says she doesn't love the idea of having to come out in 2024, but she does acknowledge that it's important to make a public declaration, especially in light of all of the current attacks on the LGBTQIA+ community.
Yeah. Especially when you're kind of forced to come out. You know, like, I feel like the public forced her into that in a way, like all the speculation.
Yeah.
So looking back, Sophia says that she's always known her sexuality exists on a spectrum, and right now she identifies as queer. And Sophia mentions a time that her mom got a call from a friend after the news broke that she was dating Ashlyn, and this judgy-ass friend was like, well, this can't be true. I mean, your daughter isn't gay, pearl clutch. And Sophia's mom said, oh, honey, I think she's pretty gay, and she's happy. And happy might be an understatement because Sophia says that she feels like she can finally breathe again. She also says, I turned 41 last summer and I heard the words I was saying to my best friend as they came out of my mouth. I feel like this is my first birthday, which is like sad.
Yeah. It's sad, but it's also, I feel like, hopeful for people who might be also feeling kind of imprisoned or stuck in a certain way that's not authentic to who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I did not expect to read something like this. I thought it was a really well-written article.
It was.
Or essay.
I was going to say the same thing. I was, like, hooked the whole time I was reading it.
Yeah, and it wasn't 90 pages long, which is a huge,
I know. The second I clicked on the article, I looked over at the sidebar, like, how far?
It's like, how much time do I need to dedicate to this?
But I was like, wow, she's a really good writer. Like, this is, I'm very captivated by this essay.
What were your biggest takeaways?
I think just, I feel like so many people probably feel like this in their marriages or in their relationships where you just feel trapped in a way and you don't feel like you can express it and the whole world around you is like, wow, everything's so great. You guys are so happy and blah, blah, blah. And you feel a pressure, especially with like online. Like I said, I feel like certain people are like, I have to post on Valentine's Day. I have to post on our anniversary. I have to post this. I have to post this. It's like, if you're not feeling it, don't post it. You're just being inauthentic to yourself, and that's not healthy, and that's not a way to feel. So I think it took a lot for her, but I'm glad she did it, you know?
It also has to be really hard, though, because if you're in the public eye and your husband does post and you don't post, everyone starts speculating. And it's like, even if you don't want to post, it's like, well, what's the lesser of the two evils? Posting and feeling inauthentic or not posting and everyone attacking me for things that I don't even know what I'm feeling yet. I'm still trying to work them out. Like, it's just gotta, it's that added layer of just, I don't know what I want. It's kind of similar to what we talked about. Was that yesterday with, what's her face in Wade Morgan? Morgan Wade.
Wade Morgan.
Kyle, right?
Wade, comma, Morgan. Yeah, Kyle
Richards. Wade, comma. Where it's just like, if you don't know, like you're exploring, especially I would imagine when you're exploring your queerness, that can't, it's not something that's, oh, it's not the same as like, I have a crush on a guy, I have a crush on another guy. It's like, I'm not sure how I feel and I need to figure out what that is. And of course, the public has no patience or decorum when it comes to anything related to anyone's relationship. So I just, I think it's great that she, you know, took the time to write this essay. And again, very well written.
Yeah, she should write more, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. And as an editor, I found no mistakes. And that's
I'm sure another editor had some eyes on it too. So,
you know,
but good for you.
Based off the things that I've read that have allegedly been edited, not necessarily the case.
Yeah, that's a lot of tabloids need better editors. That's for sure.
Yeah, looking at you, National Enquirer. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, you can give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freesound Sync.
Peter Johansson is our senior producer. Our writer producers are Michaela Myers and Liam Garrow.
Our sound engineers are John Lloyd and Sam Ada.
Our video producer is Chris Kirk.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie for Wondery.
And we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.